It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Trump arraignment.
We expect the former president to plead not guilty.
Death sentence in synagogue massacre.
Justice has been served.
Escape from a cinder block cell.
The woman fought for her life.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, former President Donald Trump returns to Washington, D.C. today to be arraigned on 4 felony counts in a sweeping case where he's accused of using destabilizing lies to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This historic late-afternoon court appearance by former President Trump could take just minutes. He'll stand before a magistrate judge at this federal courthouse, which is just down the road from the U.S. Capitol. We expect him to plead not guilty, and we expect to hear any release restrictions ordered by the judge, potentially including restrictions on conversations with potential witnesses, and possibly a tentative trial date.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
After today's hearing, the case will shift to U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan, a 2014 appointee of then-President Obama. In past hearings of January 6 defendants, she's called the attack horrifying and a violent attempt to overthrow the government.
We won in a landslide. This was a landslide.
Sources say Trump's lawyers plan to argue that Trump's false claims about the election were not criminal, and that his efforts were driven by the advice of outside attorneys.
I had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
On the campaign trail, former Vice President Mike Pence, who testified before the grand jury in this case, harshly criticized Trump's conduct.
Sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Finally, there are being consequences held for the former president's actions.
Former Capitol Police officer Winston Pajon was punched in the face and pepper sprayed during the January 6 assault on the Capitol.
What the president has said and done is wrong on so many levels. Now we've seen it clearly articulated in this indictment that what he did was illegal.
CBS's David Begno reports a judge in Pittsburgh today will formally impose the death sentence for the man convicted of shooting and killing 11 people 4 years ago at a synagogue.
When a horrendous crime is committed, it deserves the most severe penalty.
A death sentence for the Tree of Life synagogue shooter. U.S. Attorney Eric Olshan prosecuted the case.
No verdict can set things right or restore what was lost that morning.
The shooting is the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history, killing 11 worshipers and injuring 7 others at Saturday morning services. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers was in the synagogue as the shooting unfolded.
We received an immense embrace from the halls of justice.
Now to the Pacific Northwest, where a woman escaped captivity in a cinder block cell inside a man's Oregon home.
The woman fought for her life, beating the doors and the walls of this cell with bloodied hands.
Stephanie Shark of the Portland FBI office says the man who lived there posed as an undercover cop and kidnapped her in Seattle. She says the 29-year-old, now in custody and under indictment, may be linked to additional victims in at least 4 more states. Overseas, correspondent Rami Innocencio reports from Ukraine on the latest Russian drone attacks.
Day 526, and Ukraine's capital again the mark for Russian drones. Air Defense Forces said they destroyed nearly 15 of them in an overnight attack, stretching across 3 hours, just like we saw 2 days ago. And a military chief said the latest air alert that rang out was the 820th. That's an average of more than one every single day since February of last year.
In Niger, scene of last week's military coup, the U.S. and Britain have told non-essential embassy personnel to leave the country.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A federal jury in Monroe, Louisiana, has acquitted a white state trooper charged with violating the civil rights of a black man during a traffic stop. Body cam footage showed the trooper hitting the man 18 times with a flashlight. He suffered cuts, a broken jaw, and broken ribs. In Minnesota, 3 state troopers are on leave, and there's an investigation into the shooting death of a 33-year-old black man. His mother and others want answers.
It's hurtful, y'all. It's so hurtful and confusing. Can we say his name? Ricky T. Cobb. The
Ricky
second!
Cobb
was wanted for questioning in the violation of a protection order. Police say he tried to drive away with 2 troopers hanging on the sides of the car when he was fatally shot. Mexican officials report a body has been found in one of the floating barriers Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered up for the Rio Grande. The barriers designed to make it harder for migrants to climb over or swim to the Texas side. It's a big day in court today in the Lone Star State for Ken Paxton, the Republican state attorney general.
Paxton was indicted for securities fraud back in 2015. He paid a civil fine but now faces criminal charges. He's expected in court for a pretrial hearing in Houston. Legal analyst Carmen Rowe calls this a very real prison case.
2 security fraud charges that he faces 5 to 99 to life, and then a 3rd-degree felony charge of failing to register with security regulators, which he faces 2 to 10 years. In prison.
Paxton claims he did nothing wrong, saying the charges were motivated by his political rivals. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
It's a wildfire fight in California's Mojave National Preserve, where a major blaze has been pushed along by strong winds, scorching tens of thousands of acres. Mike Gauthier is a park official.
There's obviously tremendous damage to the landscape and to the viewshed and the things that people are used to seeing. So that's the immediate effect. It's sort of a torched moonscape appearance is what you'll see.
2 diabetes drugs now being used by more and more people for weight loss are the subject of a lawsuit. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports the issue is potential side effects.
They've been game changers in the world of weight loss. The drugs Ozempic and Mounjaro delivering big results, generally without dangerous side effects. But a lawsuit against manufacturers Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly claims otherwise, saying the drugs can cause stomach paralysis. Bria Hand, who is not involved in the lawsuit, has had similar issues with Ozempic.
The stomach pain was just unbearable and I just couldn't keep anything down. 5-10 minutes later, I would throwing it right up.
More than 40% of Americans are obese, and demand for the medications has soared. A 1-month supply can cost more than $1,300.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift?
Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
The fan threw water. The singer threw her microphone. Charities could benefit.
The microphone Cardi B threw at a fan over the weekend in Vegas is being auctioned off now for charity. The rapper was reacting to a girl throwing water at her on stage and hurled it at her. Cardi later gave the mic back to the audio company that provided it, who listed it on eBay. And the price just keeps climbing. Organizers plan to split the proceeds between two charities, Friendship Circle Las Vegas, which helps kids with special needs, and the Wounded Warrior Project, which helps support severely wounded veterans. As for Cardi, she still faces possible battery charges. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Big donations are flowing into a fund to support striking actors in Hollywood. The New York Times reports George Clooney and Meryl Streep have offered up $1 million each. Other major donors have included Dwayne Johnson, Matt Damon, and Julia Roberts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.